patient day, I walk the miles I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Yes, it's been a while, but I've been busy. Busy, busy, busy as a bee. Well, tonight I'd like to speak with you about lawlessness. You know that I have just talked about and defined why we are called the light of the world or the salt of the world. The world is slipping into darkness and has been for quite some time. Only now it's been propelled. It's deliberate slipping into darkness. And to define what this darkness is, it's disobedience to the law. It's not prosecuting according to law. Lawlessness. Remember Proverbs 6:23? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. You see, groping in the darkness isn't a lot of fun. Even as I was coming in to do the show here, my little room here was dark, and I was bringing my water and coffee in, and I couldn't really... You know, I know where everything is generally, but, you know, I was just coming into a dark room and I couldn't really see where to put my coffee down, and I didn't want it to just get spilled all over the floor or something. And I thought to myself, it's horrible groping in the darkness. It was kind of like it was meant to happen, you know what I mean? See, the light lights the way and keeps you from stumbling. Obedience is something that's so important in order for us to have peace. See, anarchy is what you've been seeing with Antifa. Anarchy is what you see when you're seeing these demonstrations. See, the commandment is a lamp. It shows you the way to peace in your life. It shows you the way to longevity. The law is light. Now, the people that are executing the law are not light at this point. The people in the justice system, which I call the Jew, J-E-W, judicial system, they're definitely not light. So don't confuse the idea that the law is light, and I'm speaking about the powers that be, because they are the ones that are executing this slip into lawlessness. You see, the way I thought about this was that the rich people of the world today, they're billionaires. You know, it's all exciting when you make your first million. I mean, I wouldn't know, but I would assume it would be exciting. And it's probably very, very exciting to make your first billion. But after you make, you know, your first billion, then you have 3 billion, then you have... The thrill is gone, as the song says. You see, the thrill is gone, and now what do these rich people want to see? Once you have all the money that you have, that you could need, what will give you a thrill? Well, I'm sure they enjoy watching people kill people. I'm sure they enjoy seeing the antithesis of what the Father's will is being done on this earth. I'm sure that they're very excited to destroy the kingdoms, the Israelite kingdoms on this earth, to come in and destroy. There's no thrill for them anymore. After you've bought everything you could buy, or whatever it might be that what it means to be rich, you've eaten every good thing that you could, there's nothing left. They must live like vampires off us vicariously. And though they don't want to be part of the lawlessness, they like to see us dealing with the lawlessness. For all, you know, after all, the lawlessness has been brought upon us through Christianity. Antinomianism. You see, you don't have to obey the law. And people just sort of love that kind of idea. Well, we don't have to obey the law. We can live like the Jews live and say, do what thou wilt, like their father tells them to do. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. I mean, Crowley was a Jew. And of course, that was the law he brought forth for his father, the devil. And you see, I believe they're getting a thrill out of this. Now, when it hits them, they don't like it. So they're preparing places in Eastern Europe and probably in Russia where they can run when the heat gets a little too hot, leaving us to deal with the lawlessness. Let me explain something to you, okay? When this country was white, you didn't have to lock your door. You didn't have to lock your car. You could go down to the store and leave your car running outside. Nobody would touch it. You, as a child, you could bring your bicycle to the store, and you didn't have to lock it. You just leave it outside the store. Nobody would touch it. Now, I'm sure there might have been an instance somewhere, somehow. But generally speaking, there was none of that. We didn't worry about anything. We didn't have to. Because obedience of the law produces liberty. Obedience of the law produces safety. Obedience of the law produces good living, kindness. It produces freedom. See, not the freedom, this lie of what freedom is today is not freedom. We're not free at all. And so you just have to realize that when there's a white society, there's virtually no news. There's virtually no crime. And there's no need for a police state, which means there's no need for observation and Big Brother. So what they do is they bring darkness into the area, the white areas. They bring it in there, and you see, and when I say they bring darkness in, I mean racial darkness. And if you don't think that that means what I'm saying it means, you're wrong. Because when the white people are left to themselves, there's virtually no problems at all. But when the darkness is brought into the area, lawlessness is brought into the area. Crime is brought into the area. It was the same things the Jews did when they brought the people from Sicily who have Jew, Arab, and Negro blood in them, and they brought them in here to create a criminal underground, which would then grow the police state. And they would use this to train the states to let federal agencies come in and take care of crime things in their states, which those have no jurisdiction in the states. But this was the reason for it. It created this Big Brother thing. It created all these problems. It also, of course, gave the Jews full control over the liquor industry. So those are just a shade darker than the whites, the grease balls they used to call them, or WOPs. These weren't the white Italian people. These are racially mixed, which I call Italians. So that was one phase of it, and that brought a lot of crime into America. Brought a big underground, lots of killings, lots of lawlessness into America. You understand? You see what I'm saying? It brought darkness into the areas of light. It was not needed. It was not wanted. And it caused lots and lots of deaths and problems and fear and anxiety and theft. To steal, kill, and destroy. They would come in and make territories inside of our country. Territories of lawlessness. And then the darker races came in. And the darker, and now we've got the darkest of them all coming in. And the more of them that are here, the more lawlessness there is. And the more the police state grows. I'll give you an example. I was in a Pennsylvania town a few years ago for a couple of weeks, close to a couple of weeks. And it was all white. I mean, I don't think I saw any black people. Except people that were there working. I was doing insurance at the time, which is the most horrible job in the world, for me anyway. And I saw one police car going down the street, and it was in peace. It wasn't chasing anybody. And I believe I saw the same police car parked. And most days I saw no police car at all. So in other words, virtually no police work needed. You see? See, it's a problem for the news and the Jews of the news when there's no news. But when there's plenty of black people and crime and all these other things, there's plenty of news. So another purpose for bringing these people into our nations, not only do they want to race mix with us, but they want to race mix us out of existence with these people. But the reason is because, as I've explained in B.F. Jackson's book, The Mystery of the Serpent, the Jews have to race mix. So if you had a white society where they forbade or forbade race mixing, the Jews would have stuck out like a sore thumb. And therefore, they'd be persecuted heavily for it. But by making sure that racial mixing in our countries is okay and positively looked at, they get to hide in that. What the Jews do is, I was saying this to a sister this week. What the Jews do is they come into a country, they mix with the indigenous people of the country until the point where they look like them, talk like them, and act like them. Then they get themselves entrenched into the government and the federal institutions and the law and the judicial system and all those things. And pretty soon, there's all kinds of problems and anti-Jewishism too. Even though the Jews fool much of the people and they don't know that they're Jews, there are always Jew-savvy people in any nation. And then once some become Jew-savvy, it just spreads like wildfire. Most people will try to ignore it. I've even said the word Jew to people before and had them flinching and like as if I touched their programming. It was amazing. I never seen, well, I have seen things like it with other people too, yeah. But it's kind of weird. I mean, you say the word Jew and they're like, their head is bobbing a little bit and their eyes are like flashing and it's the weirdest thing. So, understand this. That the Jew is darkness. That's why you can't have Judeo-Christianity. You can't mix darkness with the light. It just doesn't coagulate. It just doesn't work. And so the Jews bring more darkness in and more darkness in until there's more darkness than light, more dark people than the light people. And then you've got them saying now there's some senator with the last name Rose, he's a Jew, and he wants to make white people categorized as terrorists in our own nations. I mean, you know, this is typically the Jew, you know what I mean? The Jews should be kicked out of our nations, but I can't, you know, the Father's will is that they be with us for the purpose of the test. But it's a horror that we must live with. And so now the Jews have destroyed the world. It's just that simple. They have destroyed the culture of France. They've destroyed the culture of Europe. They've destroyed the happiness of our nations. They've destroyed Christianity. subverted it for almost 2,000 years now. They've put over so many veils over everything and clouded everything up, including the races. And they've undone what the Father has willed to do. The Father put people on certain continents, and they have undone what the Father has willed. Because the Jews are not into the will of the Father. They're into the absolute opposite of the will of the Father in heaven, Yahweh himself. Make no mistake that everything the Jew does not concur with the Father. It does not agree with the Father. It is the absolute opposite, the antithesis. They're interested in the antithesis of Christianity. They're into the antithesis of goodness. They're into the antithesis of the Father's will. They're into the antithesis of light. Who creates more laws than these Jews? The Father said there will be no laws added. They add laws. The more law that there is, the more darkness there is in this situation, even though I read you, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. But we're not talking about the Jews' commandments, the commandments of men. We're talking about the commandments of Yahweh. See, the commandments of men are not light. They are despotism, tyranny. It's always in the guise of, well, we're going to make it safe for you. We're here to protect you. Sure you are. If you wanted to protect us, you would have never brought these people in our nations. If you wanted to protect us, you'd leave our nations, you filthy Jews. You dirty, filthy, hypocritical liars. May the Father destroy you as soon as he wills to. I can't wait. So, we see these problems coming further and further into view. What's interesting to me is they have tried to shove this transgenderism down people's throats, and they've tried to make everything, the Father made everything male and female, correct? Well, the Jew says, like, this is what I'm saying, the antithesis. The Jew says, oh, there's not just two genders, there's many more than two genders. You see, that's contradicting the Father. The first thing their Father did was call our Father a liar in the garden. He said, he said, you surely won't die. The Father said that if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or touch it, you shall surely die. The devil said, you shall not die. You won't die. You'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. But did we die? Yes, we have. Have we gone from being in pureness and pure light and eternal life to death and darkness? Yes, we have. Did the Father lie or did the devil lie? Who do you believe? I know who I believe. You see what I'm saying? So the devil's children do the same thing. I told you they were always promising us things we already have. We already had peace. We don't need any promises of peace from Jews. Every time they promise us peace, the Jews are the most hateful, the most evil, the most corrupt, the most hypocritical, the most detrimental, and the most devious creatures and deceitful creatures on this earth. They're not men. You see, they're here to kill, steal, and destroy. Is that true or not? Are the Jews killing us and genociding us? Yes, they are. Are they stealing from us? Do I need to even answer that question? And are they destroying our nations and destroying us? They most certainly are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so simple to see. Can you see it? Can you even see these things objectively? How cloudy is it in your mind? Now, I'm not talking to my regular listeners, of course. They know what's going on. If you've been listening to my shows from the beginning, and I'm not the only one that speaks the truth in the world, but you have to know. You know, I've got a fellow at this point trying to make comments, and you know, he seems like a Judeo-Christian type fellow, and he's trying to protect Paul and this and that, and he thinks that he's going to come in the middle of all this that's been said, and after all that's been said and done about Paul, and he thinks he's going to quote a couple of scriptures, and that's going to just say, then I'm wrong. I mean, he doesn't understand, you know what I mean? Our people willfully want to be deceived. They don't want to know the truth. If they did, they'd already know it. You see what I mean? You, dear ladies and gentlemen, that have sought the truth for your whole lives probably, you found it. Because you sought it. Many of these people, they just parrot everything that's been given them, and they never think for themselves. They don't want to know any more than they know already about what they know. The program is programmed, and they don't need anything else. They don't want anything touching that programming, and when it does, look out. But ladies and gentlemen, when you seek the truth, you know that it's an ongoing process. It just doesn't stop. I would have never guessed about this Apostle Paul thing. I wouldn't have never guessed what happened to Christianity. But I know now what happened to Christianity, and I believe most of you listening that have examined the evidence, I think you know too. I've had many people write me and say that, you know, I never really liked the writings of Paul, you know, type of thing. And I have to agree that, yet, you know, like I said, you're not going to find all, you know, everything that Paul says being non-truth. There's plenty of truth within that sphere. Because just as the Jewish truth movement today, you see, the truth movement that you see now and what it was before is it's probably 95% Jews that have usurped the truth movement. There's very few people that you can trust in the truth movement. Unfortunately, I would love it if it was 100% people you could trust, because we'd really be rolling. But that's not so. And so these people in this Jewish truth movement have to speak some truth, or else nobody would listen. And this is the same way it is with the Apostle Paul. One thing you'll have to say about the Apostle Paul is he's not stupid. So, back to lawlessness. I really do believe that the elite are bored, and this lawlessness gives them a kick. You know, it must get very boring up there on the hill, drinking the same old bottle of wine, counting the same old money. Etc., etc. Have you ever seen how bent up all these people are? Have you ever looked at Rothschild and Ginsburg and all these different people? They're all hunched over. You know what I mean? They're a mess, is what they are. I wouldn't trade lives with one of them, not a Rothschild or anybody. Isn't that amazing? Do you think I'm lying about that? Do you think that I'd actually trade my life with a Rothschild? There ain't no way, baby. No way. No how. And speaking of that, what's very interesting is, you know, people used to say, well, we'll give you 3 wishes. What would you wish for? And, you know, you'd think like, well, I'd wish for $1 million or some stupid thing like that, right? Well, I'd wish much different things than any of that nonsense. I'd wish that all of our people would turn back to our Father and would love Him and make Him happy. That would just be one of the wishes. I don't have to really wish these things because they will come to fruition one day. One day the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. One day we will not have to deal with the Negro and the Jew. And one day women will stay in their place and be godly. And one day, men will be men again. And one day, justice will be real. And one day, we will have no lawlessness. And we will have perfect peace, because there'll be no need for lawlessness. There'll be no corruption. And the water will be pure. Water is a wonderful, wonderful gift from the Father. It's the best drink in the world. It's this lawlessness, anarchy. Lawlessness equals, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. That's what lawlessness is. See, that's darkness. The Freemason is groping in the darkness, searching for more light. We know where to find the light, don't we, dear brethren and sisters? Don't we? We're not groping in the darkness, are we? The Father is guiding our paths, and He is providing for us, and He shows us His love. We don't need to ask for more light. What a terrible condition the world is in because it is in darkness. It is always searching for light, but it's the wrong light. It's distorted light, the distorted light of Lucifer, the light bearer. Very interesting. I was listening to the song One More for the Road, and Charles Brown was singing it. What a great album from Charles Brown. He's a Negro fellow, but it's a really very good album. It's called One More for the Road, and it's that song about the bartender. Hey, Joe, you know, got a little story, you know, this type of thing. Well, he says, the torch that I found has got to be drowned. And I thought that was so interesting. See, this guy is at the bar and he's drinking and he's speaking to the bartender. He really doesn't have anybody to speak to, and he knows he's got to put a coin in the machine, and that's how the game goes. And but he mentions the torch that he found has got to be drowned. You see, this torch of illumination, this intellect that the devil has given in the promising of man becoming God, that torch has to be drowned. It's the wrong kind of light. And when the fellow's drunk, saying something like that exposes the fact that he knows, whoever the writer of the song is, I know it was sung by the Italian there, the one that sold his kippa for almost $10,000, Frankie Sinatra. He's supposedly an Italian, but he's really an Italian Jew, because he's got a kippa. He sang the song too, so, you know, he's part of all that nonsense, you know, the mafia and so on and so forth. The mafia loved him, because Jews love Jews. Jews love and worship Jews. They just love them. And so it's funny that they even know. You know, remember I said about the Roger Waters, the Pink Floyd song, how he said, I can't remember exactly how it was said, but he said that don't let them kill the light, you know, don't let them bury the light. Remember I was talking about that before? See, these people know whether they're evil and part of the world or not. They know that they're not doing something good. They're all believers of kings, king for a day. And they all have sold their souls for the temporary. I notice how many people have died early that have sold their souls. And I said to myself, see, I wouldn't trade lives with them for anything. I wouldn't anyway, but I'm just saying that, you know, many of them die very early. So back to lawlessness. Let's just take a few looks at the word darkness in the scriptures. See, what you're seeing, I said, is lawlessness today. So people are turning away from the light and they are walking into the darkness. If they're race mixing, they're turning from their brethren and they're mixing themselves with the darkness. Make no mistake about it. And chaos ensues. Make no mistake about it. Rare is the case that it does not end up good. I mean, excuse me, rare is the case that it ends up good. It really doesn't. Almost all cases of this race mixing, of course it's devastation no matter what, but I mean maybe somebody lived till the end of their lives and maybe had a peaceful mongrel relationship, but generally speaking, you've seen it over and over and over again. It does not work. Because you can't do it. You can't mix light with darkness. It's just the antithesis of what is should be. Proverbs 2:13. Who leaves the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness? Listen, Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 20:20. Whoso curseth his father or mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Ecclesiastes 2:13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly. And as far as light, Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. And that goes for our race. The whole world knows this. We don't have to say we're white supremacists or anything. I never said I was a white supremacist. Listen. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. Well, the white race excelleth all races. We far outdo all other races. I'm not talking about in throwing a stupid basketball or something like that. I'm talking about in very important matters, in righteousness, et cetera, and all kinds of things. Ecclesiastes 2:14. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happened to them all. Ecclesiastes 5:17. All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Ecclesiastes 6:4. And I'm sure if you looked at these in context, you read the chapters and so on and so forth, they'd even have more meaning. Ecclesiastes 6:4. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Ecclesiastes 11:8. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Yeah, he's very, into this. That's why my album was called In Vain. Isaiah 5:20, and this is an extremely apropos verse for today. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. You see? See, woe unto them that put darkness as their person that they're going to marry. If they're a person of light, if they're a person of the white race and they put darkness for light, they marry a darkie, woe unto them. Isaiah 5:30. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. Isaiah 8:22. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. You see, the world is being driven to darkness, as I just told you. We're being driven towards lawlessness. The more we disobey, the more we stumble in the darkness. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, as I said before. You see? Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Isaiah 29:18, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness." That also goes at this very moment, because many people are hearing the truth from the words of the book. And the eyes of the blind are finally seeing out of that obscurity and out of the darkness that they've been in. They've been disobedient. They've been living in disobedience. Isaiah 42:16, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." You see, as the world goes further into lawlessness, as I said before, we who obey the Father shine even brighter in this darkness. So I encourage you to obey the Father, obey His commandments, and love Him. This will show the way rather than to speak about it necessarily. It's important to speak about it and speak the truth, but your walk speaks greatly. Your walk showing that you are actually taking action in obedience to the Father. And you see, by obeying the Father, that means you love Him. There are people that obey laws just to maybe, you know, become self-righteous, let's say. But there are people that obey the Father because they love Him. They obey His laws because they love what His laws produce. They love Him. I know I do. And I love what His law produces. See, because I know He knows what He's doing. I know the world does not know what it's doing. And the Jews, which are Esau, Edom, they were told that by Isaac, Esau was told that one day the yoke of Jacob would be taken off of his neck, and this is the time. And the Edomite Jews, Canaanite Jews, have proved that they cannot run the world. They have proved that the world is now groping in darkness in every way. It's in chaos in every way. It's lawless. And its fruits are being shown. The fruits of the Edomite Jews are absolutely corrupted and horrible. Because a corrupt tree cannot produce good fruit. They never have and they never will. I like how these Christians think at the last day the Jews are going to repent and they'll all be saved. You don't understand the Father if you believe something like that. You don't know the Father. You see, the world is groping in the darkness, and the Father will make that darkness light before people that are in the darkness, and He will make the crooked things straight. How will He do that? When you obey the Father, your light, the life that you're living in darkness will turn into light. And the crooked things that you may have been doing will be made straight. The crooked things in your beliefs will be made correct, will be corrected. It's very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that you may not, I'm not speaking to my, you know, the regular people, but if you want to know what's going on in the world, it's what I have said from the beginning of this message. The Jews have ruined this world. They are spoilers, destroyers, killers, thieves, hypocrites, liars. They've destroyed the world. And our people have helped them to do it. If you continue in your ways of not obeying Yahweh, if you think that the law has been fulfilled totally and that you don't need to obey, you're self-deceived and you're going to find yourself in a tough situation when it comes to Judgment Day. If you're wondering why the world is getting worse and worse and worse, I have shown you, it's because of lawlessness. It's because we're slipping into the darkness. Slip sliding away. You know that old Jew song. Slip sliding away. Right? So that's what's happening to the world. Slipping into the darkness. Into the twilight. And pretty soon you won't be able to see as well as you could a while ago. I'm not talking about physically. Blindness comes upon someone instantly in some cases, but in other cases it's gradually. And that's what's happening to this world. It's just coming on gradually, gradually, gradually. And the blinder the world gets, the more it stumbles. And if you allow yourself to be in that condition and you do not want to obey the Father and love Him, obey His commandments, if you think faith will outdo obedience, you have been tricked by the Apostle Paul. Because Abraham obeyed the Father, and this was counted to him for righteousness. Not faith, it was obedience. And if you think that faith outdoes obedience, you've been tricked. There are many liars in the world that will parrot what the Apostle Paul has taught people. But the Apostle Paul is what got us in the current condition we're in these days. It's time to rethink and to examine and to diagnose what has happened to Christianity. For this Christianity of today is all about faith. And not about obedience. You see? That's a problem. Because love causes obedience. And obedience has great fruits. You think about that for a while. And may the Father bless you exponentially. May He show you. May He light your path. May He direct your steps. And may He help you to discern. In the mighty name of Yahweh. Be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen. Be encouraged. And don't be afraid. The Father is there, was there, and will be there for you. As the world gets darker, keep your love and obedience for the Father and shine your light. Glorify Him, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, until next time.
Of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been shy. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't